Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Back in the day, say 40 years ago, people went to their primary care doctor for pretty much everything. Checking a sore throat, mending a broken bone, delivering a baby.
Primary care was this idea from birth to death that the primary care doctor would be the main provider.
That's Dr. Ativ Mehrotra, a primary care physician and a health policy professor at Harvard Medical School.
We have seen a slow but steady erosion of that in many, many ways.
Dr. Mehrotra says now a lot of the things primary care clinicians used to do are done by other specialties. And in some cases, that specialization makes seeing a clinician more difficult. It can be more expensive and take months to get your first appointment. Dr. Nisha Basu is the medical director at Firefly Health, a Watertown startup. Her company is trying to put more things back into primary care, like basic mental health care.
We're able to provide that depression care without needing to refer out. That is better for the patient, that's better for their care, better for access, literally better for everyone.
This is part of a growing trend in primary care, offering more services but doing it virtually. At the Firefly office, you're not going to see any of the typical things you would see at a clinic. No blue scrubs, medical machines, or dimly lit rooms with exam tables.
And so we actually do our video visits in here, in these rooms.
Dr. Basu leads me to a small office with big windows, a bright multicolored rug, and a screen. In the kitchen, the hallmark of a tech startup. I'm talking, of course, about office snacks. There is one room with a lone powder blue chair where patients can come in person.
How many times have you used this exam room?
Maybe 3 or 4 times.
They don't use it anymore. The clinical team at Firefly, which includes doctors, nurses, social workers, and nutritionists, now see all of their patients virtually. They mainly connect by video and text message.
So you can still do an exam through a virtual visit. We use our eyes, we use our ears, we were able to have patients like run through certain maneuvers at home, and that can be diagnostic of certain conditions.
Need to measure your blood pressure? Basu says they'll mail you a cuff to use at home. Same with simple procedures like taking a blood sample. If a patient needs, say, a biopsy or an x-ray, then they're referred to an in-person visit with a specialist outside of Firefly. The argument here? Short but more frequent check-ins are better for overall health, even if they are virtual.
As opposed to a traditional primary care model is you have no communication that is easy with your practice until you're sick again or until your next annual physical.
Part of it is, Dr. Basu says, patient needs are changing. More people want to ask quick questions about their diets or over-the-counter medications. More patients want mental health services as part of their routine care. She says healthcare has gotten too focused on treating people after they get sick.
Everyone should be able to contact their PCP when they have a question. Everyone should be able to have access to high-quality preventative care. And we don't have that in this country today.
She sees an opportunity to expand preventative care using tech. The health tech space has exploded during the pandemic. In 2021, investment dollars in Massachusetts' digital health companies more than tripled when compared to 2019. That's according to the venture fund Rock Health.
Oh my gosh. If you can put the word tele in front of anything, seems to be a startup out there for it.
That's Dr. Ativ Mehrotra again. He'd like to see more data to prove these virtual options can offer better care at a lower cost.
Like, I get it. I understand why these new care options are very both exciting, potentially can have a substantial impact on the U.S. healthcare system. But on the other hand, I wish I had the evidence to actually support that. And I do fear that at least some of them are probably not helping people and actually maybe providing inferior care.
All the clinicians I spoke to say virtual care has been a great tool, especially during COVID. But not everyone agrees on how much we should rely on virtual care going forward. Dr. Sterling Ranson is the president of the American Academy of Family Physicians. He's been doing more telehealth during the pandemic, but he still worries about what gets lost through a screen.
I think that the patient needs to be seen face-to-face and hands-on. Just because someone has a rash doesn't mean that there's not a tactile quality to it. You know, when I'm looking at someone's skin, I'm touching it, I'm feeling it, I'm seeing it. You know, there's a lot that we can get from a face-to-face interaction that we just can't get via telemedicine.
Dr. Ranson says patients want a connection with their providers that virtual care can't give them. But it's that connection piece that Dr. Basu argues has been waning in primary care. And now, she says, we have more digital tools to bring it back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmeen Ammer.